So anyone that knows me knows that working out is kind of my thing. So for anyone who gives a shit, here's my thought on working out. So the subject for today is pretty much where your head is at, because anyone who hasn't figured it out by now knows that the hardest part about the gym is the mental part. It's not the physical part. Working out is not a physical game. You know, it's a mental game. It's convincing yourself that you can do it. You know, you have to physically convince yourself to get to the gym if you're brand new and you're not already obsessed with it. And then when you get to the gym, you have to believe that you can actually do whatever it is. You have no idea, when I was working as a drill instructor for the cadets at Sunburst, how many times I would tell them to do more push-ups and they would tell me that they can't. They can't. They always threw out that fucking C word that they're not allowed to say. And I would watch them do 2, 3, 10 more push-ups, and it's like, I thought you told me you couldn't. And it's because what happens is your mind will quit 1,000 times before your body does. I guarantee you that what happens, as soon as it starts to burn, your mind wants to stop. Your mind is telling you that you're done. Well, that's what you got to convince yourself. No, you're not done. You can do one more. You can do two more. I'm not telling you to push until you break something or until you rip your muscle. But I am telling you, trust me, your body is capable of so much more if your mind convinces it that it can. For this episode, I want to talk about that pull-up, the assisted pull-up machine. Now, I remember growing up that you can't, as a man, you're not supposed to use the assisted pull-up machine. So I never used it because you were seen as weak. Someone would see you as, oh, look, he's a bitch. He's using a fucking, well, fuck you, all right? You know, I can't do fucking pull-ups. And the only way I'm going to get better at doing pull-ups is if I use the assisted machine. It's funny because, you know, they'll physically have their bro under them, cradling their legs with their bro's ass in their face, and that's totally okay. But using a machine that is designed for that is not okay. That doesn't make any sense to me. You're gonna see me on that pull-up machine using it. I don't give a shit anymore. And that's the thing about working out is, and it's not just for the dip machine, it's any machine. Like, don't worry about what you look like or what people are gonna think. You know, just get on there and just push, you know? Like, I'm gonna sit here and never get better at my pull-ups because I'm worried that people are gonna think that I'm a bitch? Ah, fuck that. I'm on it. I'm on that machine. I'm proud. Well, something I want to say about personal trainers. I mean, most people these days, you don't need a personal trainer. We live in an age of information. You can think of any workout that you want to do online. Every workout that I've ever done, all the ideas that I got have either been from YouTube or Instagram. I get my ideas or from shit that I see people do it at the gym. If you're paying for a trainer, I guarantee you, you're not paying for a trainer. You don't need a trainer. You need a motivator. You need a personal motivator. You need someone that's going to be there just pretty much making sure you're doing what you're there at the gym for. So, to pay that much money to have somebody motivate you. If you need somebody to motivate you, I'll stand there and I'll yell at you. You know, like, you ain't got to pay $300-$400 to have somebody do that. I'll do it for $10. You know, hit me up. So I started doing some research on the lifting belts. I have an Enzer powerlifting belt that I bought. It was pretty expensive. It was like $100. And for the longest time, I swore by this belt and I felt like it was working. But, the more and more I look into it, and you don't just have to take my word for it, just the more and more I look into it, do some research. I mean, unless you're a power lifter, like a professional power lifter, trying to lift the most weight that you possibly can, which for the most part isn't most people's goal. They just want to be in shape. They want to look good. You don't really need a belt. You don't. I mean, I get it. It looks cool. You know, it's like gloves were a long time ago. Like, the gloves look cool and everything, and they protect your hands, but you really don't fucking need it, you know? And it's, especially for bench pressing and all that fun stuff, you know, you don't need the belt. I mean, if you want to wear one because it makes you feel better about yourself, you know, By all means, more power to you. But for those of you who are getting into fitness or have thought about buying one thinking that you need one, you don't. It's the same thing with the knee sleeves. I used to wear SBD knee sleeves every time I squatted. So it got to the point where I needed the sleeves to squat. So let's say, for example, I was at a friend's house helping them move or something, and I went to pick up a dresser, like a dresser. Without my belt and without my knee sleeves, I felt like everything just started to hurt, you know? So it's just like, what's the point in being strong if I feel like I can't be strong without my equipment? So I stopped wearing all of it. I stopped wearing the belt. I stopped wearing the knee sleeves. And you know what? My knees don't hurt anymore. They used to hurt when I didn't wear the knee sleeves, but I stopped wearing them and my body stopped needing it. So, again, do your own research. I'm not a professional, but that's my opinion on knee sleeves and the belt. The only equipment that I actually use, that I actually swear by, is VersaGrips, the grips to lift up the bar and to hold on to the bar. Because, I mean, sometimes when you're trying to do 315 for 15 reps, your fingers just can't hold the bar for that long. Any insight, any input, don't hesitate to hit me up. I'd love to hear what you have to say.